This morning's scripture is taken from the book of Psalms. I invite you to turn to the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms. Thank you, choir, very much. Now, if you're not familiar with the Bible, let those of us that may be a little bit more familiar help you out. Where's the book of Psalms, in the Old Testament or the New Testament? Now, I found through the years the best way, and when I need it quick, the best way I found to find it quick is to hold your Bible like this and open it up about halfway, and you'll find the book of Psalms, all right? So, 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms. Once you find that, would you please close the Bible on your finger and stand with me? Let's raise your Bibles high above your heads this morning. Let's say this Bible pledge, loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we turn to the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Our teaching series, Back to Basics, is based on a simple precept. If you have ever longed for a simpler time when things made sense and there was hope and something greater. Here at First Church, we look past today's bad news. We return to simple values and work toward a brighter future. And as I said last week, I believe that when we gather as a church, that we should not be afraid to explore issues that we might and that we do live with on a daily basis. And we should look for biblical answers, and we should look for how the church traditionally has dealt with those issues. Well, last week we focused on the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 12. Let love be genuine. Let love be genuine. And we went on and focused on the way the Bible, the message, stated it. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Let's think about that for a minute. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Do you remember the two quotes that I used last week? It's important. I want to lift them up again. Richard Foster said that superficiality is the curse of our age. The desperate need today is not for a greater number of intelligent people or gifted people, but for deep people. Deep people. Leo Tolstoy also said, everybody thinks of changing humanity, and nobody thinks of changing himself. So, this teaching series will be focusing on what society has done to our psyche. What society has done to our psyche or our awareness of the world around us. The way we think about that world. And we will ask God to give us new eyes to see and new ears to hear and open our spirits up to God's wonders that are all around us. Well,